20 years ago, Janet Holloway founded Women Leading Kentucky, and she's on the board of Breaking the Bronze Ceiling, a campaign to build a monument to celebrate the history of women in Lexington and Fayette County.
Lexington does not have any statue or recognition of women's role over the last 100 years, and it's very important that we do that with some kind of statue or recognition.
Mayor Linda Gorton spoke at the event.
Oh, tonight is super important. This effort of breaking the bronze ceiling to get to the point where we have a statue honoring women or a woman is important because we're coming up on the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. And I'm pumped about it. And we have a great gathering of men and women here who are supportive.
That anniversary will be next year. And Jennifer Mazzotti, chair of the Breaking the Bronze Ceiling Steering Committee, says over half the funds have already been raised.
We have pledged over about $135,000 to date in the bank. We've got about another $150,000 pledged, so that is more than halfway, and we've been very fortunate that no one has turned us down when we've gone forward to ask for a contribution or a donation.
Three extraordinary women leaders from the community, Judge Pamela Goodwine, Lexington Fire Chief Kristen Chilton, and Maker's Mark Ambassador Jane Bowie, spoke briefly about their lives and career paths and then answered questions from an audience numbering around 100 at the Dr. Thomas Hunt Morgan House downtown.
I am part of history in Lexington. I was the first African-American female to be appointed and subsequently elected to the bench. So it's phenomenal for me to share that during Women's History Month.
Judge Pamela Goodwine spoke candidly about personal tragedy that she'd had to overcome before she achieved her success.
Well, my advice to young women or young ladies is to dream big and to always keep that dream in focus and to never let obstacles or tragedy or even circumstances deter them because sometimes the path isn't as plain as they may see. And it may not be a traditional path, but their goals and their dreams are attainable. I'm a living testament to that.
The Breaking the Bronze Ceiling has secured a location downtown for the monument, although they can't disclose it yet, and will be accepting proposals from interested artists nationwide. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.